Shvat, Habalinu, the Tova, Mitz Hashem, with a Moridik Remez brought by Rav Avremel Shor, and it's Alekach Balibov. There's a separate volume, Chodesh Shvat and Yemei HaShovavim. So he has a Maimar on Chamish Asar B'Shvat, and he quotes from the Sefer HaTeres Yeshua. We have a Machlokes in the Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Our Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Chinana, a different sheet is what exactly was the nature of the fruit on the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Three shittas bought in the Gemara Brochus and the parallel Sugya and Sanhedrin. Either it was a chita, or it was a ta'ina, or it was a gefen, and the Medrash and Brachus Rabba says it was an esrog. Four different opinions. What was the precise nature of the fruit that Adam and Chava ate from? You have chita, ta'ina, gefen, and esrog, writes the Sefer HaTeres Yeshua. If you take those four opinions, chita, ta'ina, gefen, esrog, you add up the letters, 15 letters. 15 letters, chamisha asar b'shvat, but better, you take the 15 letters, add the gematria, and it comes out to gematria, chamisha asar b'shvat. Maridik, what's the idea? Lahoros di yom hazeh, hu yom esugol lasakein chet eitzadas. This is not stam a day that we are mishabeach the peiris, shebehen nishtam chaoretz the zayiminim. It's not just talking about the peiris and all the gifts of Eretz Yisrael, but it's a zman mesugol to actually be mesakein the chet of the eitzadas that brought all decay, all decomposition, all concept of death and all that's attached to it into this world. Keilu dalaminim are the minim that are kulam shaykh. And he cites the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Mar machodo, mar machado, bot ilu veilu delekim chayim." In the sense that really the Eitz Hadas encompassed all of these dalim minim in that same tree. Each one is focusing on different one of the fruits, but in fact the Eitz Hadas back in Gan Eden encompassed therein the chita, the teina, the gefen, and the esrog. So writes the Zohar HaKadosh, "Ilu veilu delekim chayim." They're all correct. It's a question of which one do we highlight over the other, but in the end of the day, they were all part of it. Mamela, this is a zman to go to be mesalik the chait and the repercussions of having eaten from the etzadas tovara of the chita, the teina, the gefen, and the esrog, and now we can go to be mesakin it. This is a time to be mesakin the etzadas, but he's not really marach here. So how are we mesakin it? It's a beautiful thing. We have to be mesakin the chait and the etzadas. He touches on one akuda, but perhaps we can address it from a different angle. And starting that angle, we could use yet another fascinating maramokum that Rav Rummel Shor quotes. He quotes a remez by Ramanachem and the Mishklov. This is a Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. Two volumes, they found Kisveyad manuscripts of Ramanachem and the Mishklov, one of the closest disciples of the Vilna Gaon. They printed a back Kisvei HaGramam in two volumes back in Tavshin Samach Aleph. And Ramanachem and the Mishklov highlights yet another fascinating gematria. We know that in the beginning of Devarim Perek Aleph Pasukei, the Torah relates Hoil Moshe Beiris HaTorah Zos, that on this day, and Chazal tell us, we know we make the Cheshbainus, it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. On Aleph Shvat, the Moshe Beinu gave over now the Torah. And Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov says, Es HaTorah HaZos, this is the gematria 1430, which is the gematria of Os Bris Kodesh, Imakolo 1430-1429. Os Bris Kodesh, gematria Es HaTorah HaZos, Dahainu, that if you want to be Shaykh to the horror that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us over the Torah, then you have to be Shomer Ospris Kodesh, and if you're Shomer Ospris Kodesh, Ayyadei Zehu Zochel Bechina Zusha Torah, to be Maven the Torah, Ayyadei Akoch Shemoshe Rabbeinu, Kiryasivo Moshe Biras Torah Zos. May la answer of Avramel Shor. Venero delachain tu b'shvat bol basof yemei shovavim. It comes always in the middle towards the end of shovavim. Shaz yuchol ahasik shefa torah shiorin b'shvat. Kedai k'achashatikin b'yamam elu in the yemei shovavim coinciding with chodesh shvat. You can be mesakin mashivi supogim in yonam elu. And now yocholiska satorah, you can go out and acquire the Torah. Zeri kivega writes in shuvas based on the kliyokar and his drashas olos afrayim. A bris mila is not stam a bris of Bris Kodesh that we etch into the anatomy of the Rachanimo, but in a deeper level, Marlah us ace levarach them. We go ahead and we're meisur the arlo of the lave, and we're ma'afsher, we're making this child now to be a clay kibble to receive the Torah. If someone's shomer ospris kodesh and works on being masankin, the Indian of the Yimei Yashomavim, then you can be shaykh to hoa beer satorah zos, esatorah zos, gematria 1430, gematria ospris kodesh, then you shaykh to this koach of the arah, memela. How can we be misakin the Eitzadas? The Baruch Hu already gave us the solution. The antidote, the Rafu already preceded the Makkah. What's that? The Eitzachayim. Eitzachayim ilamach zikama. Ayadei the Torah. Writes the known to be Huda. And his Chuvah is known to be Huda. And Archayim and Simulam and Hey. If a person wants to do tshuva for being pogim and os bris kodesh, or really for any chatah, the ultimate panacea, of course, is the Torah. Kedusha naflamanu and beis barasi yitzahara, barasi la Torah tavlin. Torah is the panacea, the cure-all for every single aspect of the yitzahara, how he tries to lure us and seduce us. And mefrat, when it comes to being mesaki in the pagama, the bris, halimana Torah, the asmanas Torah, the schwitzing over the Torah, the amelus and yagia, that's the key ingredient. And to Mamela, what better place to find this remez or Menachem and Mishkalav than as we start Sefer Tvarim, which we know up the Gemara Megillah, is Moshe Mipi Atzwa Morin, which means what? As the Chedush Arim and others explain, that means Sefer Tvarim, where Moshe Beno has more of an involvement than in any other one of the Svarim. This is more Shaykh to Bechines Torah Shem Alpeh than any other one of the Chamishu Chumashay Torah. This one, as the Maral says, is closer to the Makabli Yatara. We have more of a Shaykh to Sefer Tvarim than any of the other. This is the one that Moshe was more heavily involved in than any of the others. Moshe Rabbeinu, from a certain perspective, used his own terminology. However, to understand that, Big Machlokes Rishonim and Nachonim, what it means, Abaye's statement in Megillah, that Moshe may pi atzma amarad, but Moshe's involved. That's Torah Shua Pen, that's the Menash Tanchuma, that's our Amelus. This is the Zman of Amelus and Tyra. This is the Zman of the Mea Shovavim, to be Makabu the Tyra, to have his Rav Agedalia Shor, his father says, and his Orgedayo, all right, so Gedalia Shor, and when he talks about Chodesh Shvat, he says, Chodesh Shvat and the Mea Shovavim, this is the Zman for Aliyah B'Torah, Chodesh Shvat Uzman Shal Aliyah B'Torah, as it says, Ba'ashti Yisach Chodesh Mecha L'Chodesh Shovu Moshe Be'er Sotara Zos Be'echa B'Shvat Hischa Moshe Rabbeinu Lomer L'Bnei Yisom Mishna Torah. If the Torah goes out of its way to specify this day, why do I need to know what day? L'may Nafkamina Ela writes on Gedalia, sure, by definition the Torah, by being Megala, by revealing to us the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over all the Sefer Tvarim, gave over all the Mishna Torah, letting us know that it happened on the first of Ashti Yisach Chodesh in the 11th month, which is Chodesh Shvat. Hamela, if it's telling us that in Chodesh Shvat, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu started to give over the Torah, by definition, that means that the Shaychis Miuchedes to the Ashpa of Torah. But what Chelek in Torah, Befrat the Torah Shvat, had to build on Rav Gedalia Shor, the father, because this is the safer Dvarim, that's more Shaykh the Torah Shvat, than all the other ones in the Chamisha Chamshay Torah. So this is the Zman of an Aliyah in the Torah. No coincidence that the Mayim, as many Sfarim say, Emre Noam brings it, as do many of the Sfarim, Mayim corresponds to Chodesh Shvat, Sefi Yetzirah. If we talk about the mazel of the Chodesh Shvat, all right, so Sefi Yetzirah and Perach Hamishi, very end of Perach Hamishi, and Brisa Yud, Him Lachos Tzadi Belit, and Koshalo Kesev, and Tzorfun Zebazeh, Vitzarem Deli Beolam Ushvat Bishona. What is the symbol of Chodesh Shvat, the Deli, the bucket? What is a Deli? A Deli is Dole Umashke. A Deli is the bucket that goes into the well, into the Mayim, into the Be'er, Homo Shabir, Esatira Zosis, is the Mayim, Ain Mayim Ala Tira, Tainas Dabzayim and Aleph. Mayim is the symbol of Tira. The Deli is the symbol of Shvat. Shvat is when Moshe Rabbeinu is being doila from the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now being mashkil lacherim. He's mamish now acting as the deli, as the conduit, because of course Moshe Rabbeinu, even else the greatest novi, can be machadish his own Torah. Either he's acting as the deli, the conduit, the vehicle to convey Torah Hashem, to give it over. Ad kinekach that it's called Zilchatos Moshe Avdi. When did that happen? Oh, Moshe Bir, as a Torah Zos, Davka in the month of Shvat, which is the month that Reinom told us of Mayim, Mayim. Shema LaTorah. This is when he's giving over Torah. This is when we have to be more involved in Torah. This man that's shaykh to an Aliyah in the Torah, the same way the Dali is Loshen. Harim Hashem Kiti Lisori. Hashem has uplifted me. The same way we take the bucket and we uplift, we elevate the water out of the well. This is a time to dig down deep and bring up the Mayim, bring out the Pnimius HaTorah, to give over that Torah. Mameila. Tu B'Shvat now is what? Is this man? As we saw, and that's Mesugal in the middle of Yemei Shovavim, we're working not just on the Tikkun HaBris, but we're working on being Mesak and everything that came into the world in the aftermath of the Chidah from the Eitz HaDaas. And the same way that we saw Gematria, Chita, Taina, Geffen, Esrog, with the 15 letters comprising those four respective words, Yios, Gematria, Chamisha, Aser, B'Shvat, this is the middle of Shvat, the middle of the month of the Dali, the middle of the month of the Mayim, the middle of the month of Moshe Beno gives over as he's acting as the Duli to give over the Mayim and Mayim Alatayra. This is the month Chodesh Shva when the sap starts going up in the tree. We have to go out and undergo our own elevation. Let the Torah come up and let the Torah come out. The same way Pasuk and Shaitim, Chof Yates, Ki Odom Eitz Hasodeh. Man is the Eitz Hasodeh. This is the time for the Pnimius HaTorah to now come out and to speak it, to be Miyageah, to have an Aliyah in the Torah. The same way that we uplift the water out of the bell, the same way that Chamisha Sabishva to Bishva, according to Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Leilanis, the sap is coming up, Mikayach Lepoel, and now it's coming up and nourishing the rest of the tree. It's the Zman for the Mayim to nourish what's the Tikkun for the Eitz HaDaas Tovarah. How very Geshmak, the Tikkun for having eaten from the Eitz HaDaas is a Tikkun that's intertwined with Chamish Asur Bishvat, the middle, smack in the middle. This is the Zman of what? Of Palgei Mayim. Palgei Mayim is what? Let's close with the following. Rav Ramoshur says that we find in the first of Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech, the Noam Zemir Sisho begins Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ir Sheshel Lo Halach Ba'atzos Rishoyim, Uveter Chatam Lo Amoru Moshe V'leitzim Lo Yashav Ki Mesor Sashem Chentzo, Uveter So Yege Yom V'alayla. And what? You should be engrossed, immersed fully in the Torah. And what's that going to be? V'haya Ke'et Shosu L'Pagamay Mesher Pirio Yitin Me'ito. And he says that Sfar Makadoshim tell us that the Pasuk V'haya Ke'et Shosu L'Pagamayim is actually a reverence to Chamish Asur Mishvat. That is what? Svar HaKadoshim Ke'et Shosu, like the tree that's planted on Palgei Mayim. Palgei is Loshen half. What's half of Mayim? Chodesh Shvat is Mayim. What's half of Chodesh Shvat? Half midpoint is Chamish Asur Mishvat. The half point, the midpoint of the month of Mayim, which is Chodesh Shvat, is Chamish Asur Mishvat. That's the Zman that what? Asher Pirio Yitin Be'ito. That's when the fruits start getting produced. Aleyo Lo'ibo. That is what that's all about. Only when, when you toil in the Torah Yom Valayla, Lechaira, putting it all together, because the Tikkun of Chamish Asur Mishvat, Gematria, the four items contained in the Eitz HaDaas, the Chita, the Geffen, the Teina, and the Esrog, you have to attach yourself now to the Eitz Chaim. The only way to fully be Masake, to completely rectify the Maisa Achila of the Eitz HaDaas, is to now attach yourself to the Eitz HaChayim. What's the Eitz HaChayim? Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim of Samchem Ushar. That's the Eitz Chaim of the Torah. That's Soroso Yege Yom Alayla. After your Yege Yom Alayla, then Hayakei Shoso Pagamayim. Then you're ready to approach the Tikkun of Chamisha Samishvat and rectify the Achilah from the Eitz HaDaas Tavarah. When is that? In the middle of Chodesh Shvat, in the middle of the month, whose mazel is the Dali that goes into the Mayim and Mayim El HaTorah, the month that corresponds to Mayim, and to the Dali, that's the mazel of Mayim, that's the month of Moshe Beinu, goes into the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he's Hoa Moshe Beir, as HaTorah Zos, he now goes over and conveys and gives it all over in the Chodesh Shvat. That's the Torah Shebapeh, the link between our Torah and the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says in Kedushin and Avodah Zarah, when we learn and we're Amel and we're Miyagei in Hashem's Torah, then we take it from Torah Hashem to Torah, so Yegeim Malayla becomes what? Ki Mesoros Hashem Chetza or Mesoros So, which one is it? The Gemara explains, when you're Amel and Miyagei, you toil endlessly in the Torah, you transition from making an Hashem's Torah, and now it becomes your Torah. It's exactly what Sefer Devarim is all about. That took place in Echa Mishvat, Ho Moshe Biyos HaTorah Zos. Moshe is more involved in Mishnah Torah than any of the other Sfarim. That began on Echa Mishvat. That's the tikkun of Tu B'Shvat, an opportunity, a golden opportunity to reattach ourselves to the Yitzchayim in the month of Shvat, when we're in the midst and working towards the end of Shovavim. Our Masaki Nos Bris Kodesh, that's the Gematria Satorah Zos, Gematria Os Bris Kodesh, 1430. If we're Masakin, well, we need to be Masakin during the Yemei Shovavim, Ayatei the Torah, and we reattach ourselves to Torah like never before, and Emayim Ela Torah, and we're Daila from the Torah, now we give it over to others. That's the tikkun of Chamisha Samashvad. We could bring an end to all the tzaras that come in the heels of having eaten, consumed from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. We should have a freilich and Tu B'Shvat, a leibet and Tu B'Shvat, and be Mishabeach, the Peiros Haaretz, and everything connected to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshakoyach, a good tenacht, and a great rest of the week ahead.